Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Beal. Batting third. The catcher, Biff Pocoroba. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roland Offis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Cito Gaston. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Preston Hanna. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Preston Hanna. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting third. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hector Cruz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Montefusco. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Montefusco. And now, play ball. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster strikes out. One out. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a fly ball into center field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock takes first base on ball four. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield bunts towards the mound. Hanna fields it and throws to first for the out. Madlock moves to second. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gilbreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Madlock scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCovey moves to second. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball four. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthews. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. McCovey scores. Cruz goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Giants. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. One out. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis hits a fly ball into center field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek takes first base on ball four. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco bunts towards first. Beal scoops it up and throws to first, with Royster covering, for the out. Sadek moves to second. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 0 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jamie Easterly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey strikes out. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. Royster hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal is 0 for 1 in the game. Beal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba is 0 for 1 in the game. Pocoroba hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sadek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzger. The throw from Pocoroba and he is out, Chaney applying the tag. One out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sadek strikes out. Two outs. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0 for 0 in the game. Montefusco takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Montefusco. The throw from Pokoroba and he is safe. Montefusco steals second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Madlock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Giants. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-1 in the game. Office hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Gaston reaches second base with a double. Office moves to third. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-1 in the game. Chaney strikes out. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a fly ball into center field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Cruz moves to third. It's 6-0, Giants. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jamie Easterly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterly is 0-for-1 in the game. Easterly strikes out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. Royster hits a fly ball into center field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal is 0-for-2 in the game. Beal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sadek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Giants. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Montefusco strikes out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Madlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthews. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Whitfield goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Giants. Dave Campbell now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing center field. Jim Dwyer now playing first base. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba is 0-for-2 in the game. Pocoroba takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montefusco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Office hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Giants. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sadek strikes out. Two outs. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Montefusco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Harris now playing second base. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-2 in the game. Chaney takes first base on ball 4. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Dave Campbell. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan takes first base on ball 4. Chaney moves to second. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-3 in the game. Royster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chaney moves to third. Nolan moves to second. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal is 0 for 3 in the game. Beal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pocoroba hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chaney scores. Nolan moves to third. Royster moves to second. It's 9-2, Giants. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nolan scores. Royster moves to third. Pocoroba moves to second. It's 9-3, Giants. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Braves 3. The Giants will come to bat. Craig Skok now pitching. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is called out on strikes. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilbreth fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Office takes first base on ball 4. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gaston strikes out. One out. Darrell Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Chaney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants 9, and Atlanta Braves 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.